And now, it's time for our weekly news round, Lutheran Radio News with Paul Hill.
As damage assessments continue in the aftermath of the tornado that killed 24 people in Moore, Oklahoma, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod Disaster Response has approved an initial $100,000 emergency grant to the Synod's Oklahoma district to meet immediate tornado relief needs. Workers unloaded donations of drinking water and other supplies at St. John's Lutheran Church in Moore, Oklahoma on May the 24th. Although several LCMS families' homes were severely damaged or destroyed in the May the 20th tornado, there have been no reports of deaths or injuries to LCMS congregation members, according to Oklahoma District Disaster Response Coordinator, the Reverend Ronald Simpson. Five member families at St. John's Lutheran Church, Moore, Oklahoma, and four at Trinity Lutheran Church, Norman, Oklahoma, lost their homes. LCMS disaster relief staff were in the state's tornado-swept areas on May the 24th and 25th, meeting with local Lutherans and distributing $50 gift cards, sandwiches, drinking water, hugs and prayer, according to the Reverend John Fail, Associate Executive Director of the LCMS Mercy Operations Group. Fail said, LCMS congregations can best support the relief effort by contributing to the LCMS disaster response instead of sending material, goods or travelling to Moore. Those who want to give are encouraged to designate the Synod's General Disaster Fund, he said. St. John's in Moore is being used as a distribution site for emergency aid, including water, blankets, air mattresses, plastic bins and other basic needs. The congregation is also offering local elementary age children scholarships to its 5-week summer camp. Comfort dogs from Lutheran Church Charities, Addison, Illinois, also have been at St. John's and Trinity to provide relief to those affected, as well as to the volunteers and relief workers. LCMS chaplains have been visiting with families in Moore, Newcastle and Oklahoma City. I know this is a common thing to say, but it's true. Pray for us, said Simpson. Pray for the survivors. Pray that we give a good gospel witness. I'm very proud of our Lord that he has prepared people on different levels of training and experience. It's just amazing to see the work he has done and that is now bearing fruit. It's almost overwhelming how our Lord is so giving in that regard. In London, police investigating the shocking and horrific murder of drummer Lee Rigby issued a new appeal for information this week as they confirmed the soldier died from multiple stab wounds. An inquest into drummer Rigby's death will be open at Southwark Crown Court today, Scotland Yard said, after the results of the post-mortem examination were revealed. Fresh details were released after it emerged that three firearms officers involved in the shooting of the men suspected of the murder could be back on duty within weeks. Michael Adibawale and Michael Adibalajo were both shot in the wake of the brutal murder near Woolwich Barracks. Adibawale was discharged from hospital and taken into police custody, while Adibalajo remains in hospital. Relatives of Adibalajo released a statement sending their heartfelt condolences to drummer Rigby's family and saying there is no place for violence in the name of religion. The Adibalajo family said, "Nothing we can say can undo the events of last week. However, as a family, we wish to share with others our horror at the senseless killing of Lee Rigby and express our profound shame and distress that this has brought to our family. We send our heartfelt condolences to Lee Rigby's family and loved ones." So far, 10 people have been held by detectives investigating the young soldier's death, including Adibawale and Adibalajo. In a statement released through his lawyers, Hayden Allen, 21, who was held on Saturday on suspicion of conspiracy to commit murder, denied any involvement in the atrocity. He was released on bail. Others include a 50-year-old man arrested in Welling, southeast London, who was released on bail yesterday. Two women, aged 29 and 31, were arrested on suspicion of conspiracy to murder, but later released without charge. Meanwhile, prison chiefs reportedly linked an attack on a prison guard to the soldier's murder and warned staff of an increased risk of threats. A male warder was left with a broken cheekbone after being held hostage by three male prisoners, two aged 25 and one aged 26, at Her Majesty's Prison, Fort Sutton in Yorkshire, on Sunday. An email circulated to staff in top security jails and young offender institutions and seen by the Times said three Muslim prisoners took an officer hostage in an office. Their demands indicated they supported radical Islamist extremism. All staff are reminded to remain vigilant to the increased risk of potential attacks on prison officers inspired by these and last Wednesday's events. Counter-terrorism officers have been brought in to investigate the attack at the maximum security jail, during which a female warder was also injured. Religious riots shook eastern Myanmar for a second day this week, with one man hacked to death and four injured, a top official said, after an orphanage and a mosque were burnt down. Police fired warning shots to disperse rioters after the fresh Buddhist-Muslim clashes in the town of Lashio in Shan State, according to presidential spokesman Ye Hut. The deceased is a man. He was hacked to death with a knife, Ye Hut said, adding that the security forces were taking action to halt the unrest. Several episodes of religious violence have exposed deep rifts in the Buddhist-majority country and cast a shadow over widely praised political reforms since a military rule ended 2 years ago. Residents said mobs armed with sticks were roaming the streets of Lashio looking for Muslims on Wednesday, while a reporter saw two houses on fire. A local hospital confirmed it had received four injured men, all Buddhists. One of the wounded, 41-year-old Miang Nang, was seen lying in the hospital wrapped in bandages. The local electricity board worker said he was attacked by a group of around 30 Muslims as he was leaving the town on his motorcycle on Wednesday. My friend was able to run away and escape, but I couldn't. I was attacked. They cut my arm off, he said, adding that he's waiting to go into hospital to reattach the limb. Security forces had imposed an overnight curfew Tuesday after the initial unrest, which authorities said was triggered by an attack on a local Buddhist woman. A 48-year-old Muslim man was arrested over that incident, in which the 24-year-old woman suffered burns but was not in serious condition, according to state broadcaster MRTV. A Muslim orphanage, a mosque and several shops were destroyed by rioters, a different government official said, requesting anonymity. Ye Hut, who earlier appeared for calm, posted pictures of police making arrests in the town on Wednesday as they tried to quell a second eruption of violence that he said saw conflict from both sides. The security forces are taking action against people who are involved in the violence in order to stop the fighting in Lashio, he said. Fear rippled through the streets on Wednesday, with terrified Muslim residents describing a 30-strong group of men with weapons on motorcycles cruising Lashio and shouting anti-Muslim slogans. Almost all Muslim people are trying to stay in safe places. We don't know how we are going to get through the night, one resident said by telephone, asking not to be named. He said the mob of bikers were threatening to kill any Muslims they see on the road. In March, at least 44 people were killed in sectarian strife in central Myanmar, with thousands of homes set ablaze. In Germany, a 75-year-old woman in the southwestern town of Offenburg called police at 3 a.m. on Wednesday, complaining that she couldn't sleep because her doorbell was always ringing. Police said officers dispatched to investigate the calls quickly tracked down the culprit, an ant's nest next to the doorbell. They say the insects have built such a big home that the nest pressed against the switching elements together, keeping the bell ringing. Officers silenced it by removing the nest with a knife.
My name is Paul Hill. Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. Lutheran Radio News will be back next Friday. Until then, every blessing to you and goodbye for now.
This is Lutheran Radio UK, the radio station of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England.